Proclamation number 8765 of 28th of February, 1964. Connection with the world beyond a guarantee for truth. I will always bless every start which is undertaken with the purest intention to serve me, to come closer to me. I know about all motives which cause a person to establish ties with the spiritual world. I know whether it is only curiosity about hidden things or real desire to know truth which drives a person to try to gain insight into the spiritual kingdom, and accordingly I will comply with his desire. I will smooth the path for the truth seeker and also let him come into possession of the truth, but I will also not prevent it if worldly desire for knowledge earns him disappointment, if he is erroneously taught by spiritual beings, because these can approach every person who gives them the right to do so through his own attitude towards truth. As your desire is, so it will happen to you, because you are completely free in your thinking and wanting, but you are also to use this freedom right. And so it should be said to you again and again that you should only earnestly desire truth in order to also be allowed to take possession of it, but that it cannot be given to you if you do not desire it. For the imparting of truth from me is a gift of grace which has to be valued and requires the will to accept it. But the desire for truth is only little to be found with man, therefore I will help everyone to reach truth, who is only driven by the desire for it, even if he goes a wrong way, if he turns to unknown powers and asks them for enlightenment. Then only those forces will approach the sincere seeker who can meet his desire, which have been instructed by me to pass on truth which they receive from me directly. If only you humans would believe that the desire for truth is also the guarantee for its reception, and whether you then also go wrong ways, you will be led on the right way. And I myself will always see to it that you are not misled, you who just desire to be instructed in pure truth. But as long as people are still attached to the earthly world, they are more or less indifferent to truth, then they will certainly also occasionally want to know something more detailed about areas still unknown to them of the spiritual world. But they lack the serious will to only attain pure truth, and that is why spiritual powers can also approach them, which teach them mentally wrongly. Man himself will therefore draw wrong conclusions. His thinking will not be able to be directed by me myself through his spirit, because he is not serious enough about standing in truth. But as soon as a man makes an effort to lead a love life, also the desire for truth will awaken and become greater all the time, and then he can also accept his thinking as right with certainty. He will have the conviction in his heart, because love has already kindled a light in him and because his thinking can be enlightened. And so love and desire for truth irrevocably belong together to come into its possession, but then man is to be called rich, although they are no earthly goods, which he possesses, but spiritual goods outweigh all earthly wealth, because this is invalid with the moment of death and remains behind on earth, while spiritual goods follow man into eternity. The soul can now work with this spiritual goods, increases it constantly and can never ever lose it. Man is to be called exceedingly rich, who possesses knowledge about himself, his start, beginning and his aim, his earth life purpose and his connection with me as his God and Creator from eternity. This knowledge cannot be replaced by anything because it is a divine knowledge, a spiritual wealth, which is everlasting. And it is always just a matter of man turning to spiritual teachers, that he does not rate his intellect so highly that it could fathom areas inaccessible to him. For then he will never gain correct, truthful knowledge, whereas the spiritual teachers are always willing to give people correct knowledge as long as they fulfill the prerequisites, a profound desire for truth and a life of love which allows the beings to take care of them and, as mediators, to bring them the truth from me. And then it can happen in the most diverse way. But it should always be considered that the human being has to protect himself against the influence of immature beings, which is often difficult when he tries to enter spiritual areas together with other people and can never vouch for their spiritual maturity. And that is why he is to establish the direct union with me and bring the spirit in him to awakening, awakening, that I now can express myself through the spirit. Then he can be sure that no error will come to him, while he does not have this guarantee, because immature spirits can always force their way in, where the possibility of slipping in is given, where the possibility of slipping in is given. Because immature spirits can always force their way in, through immaturity, mistakes and weaknesses of the fellow men, who join such a circle, through which now the traffic with the spirit world is to take place. I will protect every man earnestly desiring truth from error, but as soon as he associates with such men, who are not completely of the same spirit and will as he cannot guarantee to rely on pure truth, because also these draw a following to themselves, but which no longer stands in truth and therefore also cannot hand out any. You must always know that I cannot violate my law of eternal order. You must know that certain conditions must always be fulfilled to allow my direct work on you. And that I will not deviate from my law of eternal order either, otherwise I could be called impermanent, thus not perfect. But of this every man can also be sure that pure truth is accessible to him, because every man has my divine spirit spark in him, which is in constant connection with me and to which I also can always supply pure truth. Therefore unite with me, and I myself will introduce you to all truth. Amen.